Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, December 18th, 2015. This is part two of a three-part podcast series with Will Tucker. This is not the first time Will Tucker's been on. Just so you know, if you didn't get the intro from the previous episode, Will is a four-time vegan bodybuilding champion, and he's made some major changes to his training and his nutrition regimen, and now he's taking a fasting approach, fasting anywhere between 16 to 23 hours a day and still continuing to build more muscle mass and being more shredded than ever before. We're going to pick up exactly where we left off from the previous episode, so enjoy. How much water are you drinking all day long?
Oh, plenty of water. That's the key. Yes, water is my best friend. Anything outside of my fasting window, water and herbal tea. Those are my go-tos.
What kind of herbal tea do you like to drink?
I did black tea, green tea, and there's a blend that has like moringa in it. I don't know the exact name of that one, but
any herbal tea.
Yeah, I would just say anyone. Yes.
And then water. If you were to try to count up all the water on average that you were drinking every day, how much is that?
I was probably around 1.5 to 2 gallons daily. I know for a fact, as it got closer to stage time, where I would purposely set out 2 jugs in the morning, I know it was to make sure I'm getting enough in. And I mean, I'm speaking like maybe 4 weeks prior to stage. I know for a fact I was drinking 2 at that point, but at other times I would have 1 jug, finish that sometime throughout the day, refill it, and I might get through half of it. But as it got closer, I made sure I was getting 2 in.
So how long did it take? How many days did it take for you to finally adjust to the point where you felt good about this? I'm just looking at this going, this sounds like complete hell from the start. I mean, I don't know when you've ever, I've never done this before. I can't speak from experience, but it just looks like complete hell to only eat 1 hour a day. And it just looks like so little food too.
You know, Thomas, as I said, in that first week, it started out as hell. Those first few days, those first couple workouts, it was like, what am I doing? Am I really going to be able to do this? But I'm pretty strong-willed, and I was just like, I can push through this. As I said, I would sleep during the day to keep my mind off not eating or whatever I had to do to stay busy. And after my body adapted to it, and literally within the first 10 days, when I started seeing the definition, I stay fairly lean, I would say. But when I started to see it pop within 10 days, I'm like, I think I'm onto something. And at that point, you know, seeing is believing. And at that point, I was like, there's no turning back. I'm going to really try to push this thing through to the stage. And I'm curious as to what the result is going to be or what the judges are thinking, how I'm going to look versus the competition. And apparently I did something right.
Okay, so you said the first week was definitely the toughest, like just about any diet is. But then after the first week, are you saying it felt like you could just easily do this for as long as you want, or was it still pretty hard?
It was easy after the first few workouts. I mean, seriously, after the first 3 to 5 days, my body started adapting, my mentality adapted to it, and it became routine.
You must have saved hundreds of dollars in groceries.
Absolutely. That's the
and
one thing
supplements. You must have over the 2.5 months that you spent doing this from June all the way to your contest in October. I mean, that must have been over $1,000 in savings.
Absolutely.
To eat like a serving of quinoa and broccoli and black beans. That's insane. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, this is amazing. If everybody could get results like you did, which there's no reason why anybody couldn't. I mean, if you're able to do it, this is really cool. I want to try this. I don't know how long I'm going to do, but I definitely want to try this. It sounds so intriguing. I mean, if there's any way, anytime there's an easy way to do something, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I mean, if it means that I don't ever have to shake up another protein shake again, or I don't have to whip open another tub of tofu again. I love tofu, but I just, you know, it's just, This is so much easier. I could just make a giant vat of beans, quinoa, and broccoli once, and I'm good for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, that wasn't the only thing I was eating. Now, I mean, I heard you mention the tofu in there. I would occasionally do tofu with broccoli and maybe brown rice, you know, but it was more of a balanced meal, that one meal. So, but the black beans, quinoa, broccoli, that's my favorite, and that was my go-to. I would say that.
That was your staple.
Maybe 60% of the time.
Let's talk about some of the things you ate the 40% of the time, so that way everybody can understand what all the different options were. So you ate tofu.
Yeah, and I would occasionally eat tofu.
I mean, so you're saying it occasionally would be a couple, maybe once or twice a week?
Yeah, if that. Maybe would, once or twice at the most.
Because you're only eating one meal a day.
Correct.
What we used to go through the course of an entire day of eating, it's like now we're looking at, well, that's what an entire week or more looks like for you. So tofu, what else?
And maybe tofu, green beans, brown rice. I mean, just a balanced type meal. Or
define what balance means to you. What is a balanced meal?
In my mind now, it's going to be carb heavy, minimal protein. And that's something else that I guess would be somewhat controversial to a lot of people, especially in the bodybuilding community out there. So you need X number of grams per protein per day. If I take in 50 grams a day, I'm lucky. I rely on carbs. And as I said, these are things I found out doing research. And there are some interesting topics, blogs, as well as books out that kind of delve into the subject. So keeping everything carb heavy, moderate protein, definitely something green, spinach, asparagus, broccoli, green beans, Brussels sprouts, whatever the case, maybe kale, collard greens, whatever.
Okay, so tons of high nutrient density produce and vegetables.
Correct.
And then the fruit, of course.
Yes, that was a staple. That was a must. The first thing I would consume would be fruit. And then, like I said, after finishing whatever it was, whether typically it was in a smoothie form, wait 20 minutes, then have that meal. If I'm feeling satisfied, I'm done. If I'm not, I might go back for seconds. And, of course, I did have my occasional treat in there, too, whether it be a, you know, good old vegan cookie or two or donut or something, you know, to feel that satisfaction there. And within that one-hour window.
Now, this has to happen within that one-hour window.
That's what I've limited myself to, correct.
So when you say you go back for seconds, it's got to be within that hour, though.
Right.
Okay. So it doesn't mean, so you do the fruit. Now, so let's explain, how does this even work? I'm seeing, there's a couple of questions I want to ask you about. Like, for example, what's the importance of the fruit and then the 20-minute wait before eating again?
You know, the importance of the fruit is, of course, you know, things that are filled with the antioxidants, which are going to have a good effect as far as oxidative stress when you do resistance training. I was refilling my body because resistance training does that. It creates oxidative stress within the body. However, your trace minerals that people tend not to focus on are going to be the biggest benefactors as far as eliminating or even stopping the potential damage you can do with the oxidative stress. So in a 20-minute window, which is more sort of a semi-digestive breakdown period because, you know, fruits, they assimilate a lot faster. Your body absorbs them a lot quicker. So I was just giving them a chance to digest. There was no real logic behind it, I guess, so to speak, other than that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, that's
but then you give it, but you mentioned, so 20 minutes. You're giving it 20 minutes before you eat anything else on top of that. Why not just pile the fruit, the black beans, the quinoa, and the broccoli all in at once?
I think I needed that break. I think that's exactly what the body needs, a chance to assimilate all those good nutrients that the fruits are chock full of and give it a chance to digest and absorb those purely and then give it that little gap there and then go for the rest of it.
So you see,
that's just Will's philosophy.
Okay, so it just felt right to you is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It felt right, and when I checked the results in the mirror, it looked right, so I Like I said, I'm a firm believer on, okay, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, did you, okay, so I mean, did you ever compare it to doing it the other way, just eating them all at once?
I never had the comparison. No, I did it that way. I started doing it that way. I think the first time I actually kind of felt a little full, and I said, well, I'm going to wait a little while. And then at the 20-minute mark, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to eat, I only have 1 hour to do it, so I need to start eating now. That's how it really came about. So I
Okay.
guess it was kind of by accident and looking at the clock at the same time.
Okay, all
And then
right.
it just became like, okay, well, it seems to work pretty well, so I'll just give it 20 minutes every time, and I still have enough time to enjoy the meal and a sweet treat after. So
Okay,
that's kind
so
of how it came
let's get
about.
into how you believe this is working. Why, how is it you're able to do so much better, lose more fat, get more defined, and also preserve your muscle while eating so little?
Well, with some of the research I had done, it takes at least a 72-hour window of fasting before your body even minimally, I mean, starts to atrophy, lose muscle. So I was going, like I said, 23 hours every now and then. If I'm busy or something, I might go 25, 26 hours. But I was nowhere near the window where my body would start to lose muscle, so to speak. So I wasn't concerned with that at all. The
So you're
resistance
okay.
training.
So did I hear you right? It takes so if you just stop eating, you still have 72 hours before any muscle's going to go get atrophy, get eaten away, and you're going to start losing muscle mass. You've got approximately almost 3 days.
From research I've done, yes.
Okay.
That's what I have
No, I just okay. I mean, I'm not holding you to it. Hey, well, Tucker said this, and if we find out later, it's right.
to
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. That's what you got out of it.
Correct.
So it's okay. So you can basically starve yourself for 3 days, and as long as you get nutrients in within that 3 day period, your muscles have a chance to be able to maintain themselves and not get any smaller.
That's what I've read, and that's what I believe.
Okay, cool. Well, that's interesting. So, and now how is it that so little food can help you be able to preserve this mass? 'Cause it just seems like everybody who would do this would lose so much weight and so much mass so quickly.
Well, they possibly would lose weight, but is it in what form is the weight coming off? Are we talking water weight? Are we talking muscle mass? Or are we talking body fat?
Yeah,
So it
well,
could be
I would think
beneficial
all
to
of the
some people.
above. I would, I mean, my best guess would be all of the above, but you're saying it doesn't happen that way. So how does that work?
That's the part that I guess needs more research, so to speak. I've researched the topic and doing the heavy resistance training every other day, I believe, increases the muscle mass as well as preserves without experiencing any loss. It's not like typically people in America, in the UK, they see fasting as starvation. Everybody's like, why are you starving yourself? However, if you go outside, especially in many European countries, you find that fasting is usually connected with something spiritual or different events that they celebrate. However, holidays or events we celebrate here are always focused food heavy. However, if you shift the focus worldwide, fasting is nothing new. It's a way for the body to heal itself in some cases, depending on what you're going through. There's a lot of research on that as well. And you're not viewed as starving yourself. Everybody thought I was on some type of hunger strike. I mean, like, what are you doing to yourself? And it's like, I got this under control. I'm not starving. I'm just on a different path than the common bodybuilder, I guess.
Well, okay. So, I mean, so a lot of people, are doing it worldwide, and a lot of people have been doing it successfully. I guess what I'm getting out of this is that we're not quite, at least right now, you don't know exactly why it works. All you know is it's working, right?
Yes, there you
I mean, hey,
go.
you know what? That's my philosophy these days. I mean, for almost everything I do now, I don't really care. I don't care how it works or why it works. All I care to know is that it works, and I want to know the steps to achieve the results at the end. This is amazing. I'm blown away by this, and Every time, and we know this for a fact, that every single time you eat food and you digest food, you're also creating oxidation. And oxidation is one of the it's the root of just about most inflammatory disease, including cancers. Mm-hmm. And anything we can do to reduce oxidation, despite having antioxidants and stuff like that. Every time we're creating free radicals in the body, we're putting the body at risk. And so I can totally see how minimizing the amount of food-induced oxidation can potentially really give you a huge benefit in your health. And we're going to end it right there. So again, this is only part two of a three-part series. We're going to pick off exactly where we left off here in the next episode. Hey, if you haven't already, go ahead and download your very own free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide, How to Successfully Build Muscle on a Vegan Diet. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. And also, if you go to veganbodyrevolution.com, you can download a free audio training, 40 minutes on how to raise your metabolism right now with nothing more than grocery store-bought food. That's 100% for free, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Hey, feel free to comment if you're enjoying this episode, or if you have any questions for Will, please send them to us. You can go to our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/VeganBodyRevolution. Give us your thoughts and comments. We would love to hear them. Anyway, we will pick up where we left off in the next episode. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.